All right, so are you ready to dive into something pretty cool today? We're looking at how law students are being tapped to reimagine the future of dispute resolution.
Interesting.
Yeah, think about it. Like, what if we could move away from, courtroom battles as the only option?
Oh, yeah, it's a fascinating shift. Instead of that adversarial system, right? We're looking at something potentially more collaborative and efficient.
Right, and to get to the bottom of this, we're going deep on a recent interview from ADR.org with some major players at the American Arbitration Association.
Oh, the AAA.
The AAA, exactly. And they're all in on partnering with law schools to make this happen.
What's really interesting to me here is why the AAA is prioritizing these partnerships.
Yeah.
The interview reveals some serious concerns about the state of our justice system as it is now.
Well, Bridget McCormack, the AAA's president and CEO, she doesn't hold back at all.
No, she doesn't.
She straight up calls the current civil justice system a market failure.
Yeah. That's a powerful statement, and her perspective is especially important, Consider this, she's not just some, ADR enthusiast.
Right.
She's a seasoned law professor who also led the ABA Council on Legal Education,
Wow.
meaning she's got this 360-degree view of the system.
So help me connect the dots here.
Sure.
What does a market failure in the justice system actually mean for someone like me, even if I'm not in a lawsuit right now?
It boils down to this. A healthy justice system should be accessible,
Okay.
affordable, and it should provide timely resolutions. But for many people, that's just not the reality.
Yeah.
Litigation can be incredibly expensive,
Oh, yeah.
drag on forever, and the emotional toll. Don't even get me started
Yeah, it's
here.
like we all know the system needs work, but what can we actually do about it?
Yeah.
That's where the AAA sees law students stepping in, right?
Yeah.
They've got that fresh perspective and maybe even some out-of-the-box ideas.
You got the AAA is betting on law students to become the architects of a better system by exposing them to alternative dispute resolution early on in their education. ADR, exactly. So they won't just understand ADR, they can champion it
Right.
and even come up with entirely new approaches.
Okay, so let's break down the AAA's multi-pronged strategy here.
Okay.
The interview highlights three main initiatives they're taking.
Right.
First off, we've got Elizabeth Bain, the Director of Publications and Law School Alliances.
Okay.
What's she focusing on?
Bain is all about forging those vital relationships with law schools and faculty.
Okay.
She's attending conferences, showcasing the AAA's work, and demoing their innovative tools like something called Clause Builder AI.
Clause Builder AI, what in the world is that?
It's a perfect example of tech simplifying the ADR process. Basically, it's an AI-powered tool that helps write dispute resolution clauses for contracts. I know it sounds super technical, but the goal is to make ADR more accessible and easier to put into practice. You see a dispute resolution clause, outlines how parties will handle disagreements if they arise.
Okay.
This can save everyone a lot of time, money, and stress down the line.
That makes sense. So strong relationships to law schools, check.
Zach.
Next up, we've got Harold Coleman, Senior Vice President of Professional Education and Development, and he's developing a specific training program, right?
Right, on Coleman's working with the University of Kentucky's Brandeis School of Law to offer a specialized mediation training course for third-year law students.
Wow.
It's actually adapted from their Mediator Essentials course, which is designed for working professionals, so it's not watered down for students at all.
So they're getting a real-world experience of what it takes to be a mediator.
Precisely, and they're using a hybrid format, which is pretty innovative. Part of the course is pre-recorded and self-paced, so students can learn at their own speed.
Okay.
Then they bring it all together with live in-person sessions focused on simulations and hands-on experience.
That sounds incredibly valuable. Reading about mediation is one thing,
Yeah.
but putting those skills into practice is a whole other ballgame.
Couldn't agree more. And what's fascinating is that the program is designed to potentially qualify students for external mediation programs. Either during their third year or right after graduation, they're getting a serious head start in the field.
We've got relationship building, specialized training. The third initiative takes us to the world of online dispute resolution.
ODR.
ODR, with Greg Kachansky, Vice President of Thought Leadership, at the helm. What's happening there?
This one is particularly interesting. The AAA is partnering with Suffolk Law School to launch an ODR innovation clinic.
Okay.
Their aim is to develop an online platform that can help people resolve low-contest divorces without having to go through the traditional court system.
That's huge for making dispute resolution more accessible and less intimidating,
Right.
especially for something as emotionally charged as divorce.
Right.
What exactly is a low-contest divorce?
It's essentially a divorce where the couple agrees on most of the major issues, like division of property, child custody, and financial support.
Okay.
It means the process can potentially be a lot smoother and less adversarial.
Got it. So they're making dispute resolution more user-friendly, especially with technology. This sounds like a potential model for the future.
Absolutely. And what's really noteworthy is their goal to create a blueprint that can be replicated and scaled up across the country.
Wow.
They're not just aiming to help people in Massachusetts where Suffolk Law is located.
Right.
They want to make this a national model.
So we've got the AAAODR.com providing the platform, technology, and Suffolk Law all collaborating. I'm seeing a theme here, the multidisciplinary approach.
It's bringing together legal expertise, tech innovation, and a real commitment to access to justice. But let's shift gears for a moment and focus on the students themselves.
Okay.
The interview really emphasizes the AAA's enthusiasm for the potential of these future legal professionals.
Yeah.
They're not just passive learners absorbing information.
So they're looking at law students as active participants in shaping the future of ADR.
You got it.
What makes them so well suited for this?
Well, think about it. They're at a stage where they're open to new ideas and ways of doing things. Law school is all about pushing boundaries and challenging the status quo.
That makes sense. They're not yet set in their ways.
Right.
They haven't been practicing law for decades.
Yeah.
So they're more likely to embrace innovation.
Exactly. And the interview highlights some pretty inspiring quotes from the AAA team, for example. Kuchansky mentions how this hands-on experience can jumpstart their careers and put them on a path to make a real difference in the world.
Wow.
That's powerful stuff.
So it's more than just learning the mechanics of ADR.
Right.
It's about instilling a new way of thinking about conflict and resolution.
Right. And that leads to a really crucial question. If law students are indeed the future of dispute resolution, what kind of future are we looking at? What are the challenges and long-term goals the AAA is focused on?
That's what I want to know. Let's dig into that next.
So you're wondering about the challenges and long-term goals, right?
Yeah.
The AAA is tackling, well, the interview actually delves into some pretty interesting hurdles they face in building this future for ADR.
Yeah. And they're not sugarcoating things, you know?
All right.
They talk about how fast technology is evolving, how ADR education needs to keep pace with all the changes in the legal landscape, and even the difficulties of scaling these programs effectively.
Yeah, it's a reality check that even with the best intentions and, you know, groundbreaking ideas, there are real-world obstacles.
Of course.
What strikes me as encouraging, though, is how they frame these challenges as opportunities for growth, not roadblocks.
I like that positive spin.
Yeah.
So how does this ever-changing tech landscape impact everything we've been talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like technology is both a driving force and a potential challenge all at the same time.
You hit the nail on the head. Consider this technology is opening up new avenues for dispute resolution.
Yeah.
Like the ODR platform we just discussed, but that also means the AAA has to constantly adapt and evolve its approaches. What worked 5 years ago might be obsolete. Now they need to be on the cutting edge.
It's almost like a race, isn't it? Trying to keep ADR education and training relevant as technology keeps advancing at lightning speed.
Exactly. It's not just about keeping up with the latest tools, though. It's about understanding the broader implications of technology on the legal profession as a whole.
Right.
And how we handle disputes in the future.
We've talked about tech being a major factor. What about keeping pace with this changing legal landscape? How does that relate to ADR specifically?
Well, think of it this way. The legal system is constantly evolving, right?
Yeah.
New laws, new regulations, new precedents are popping up all the time.
Yeah.
The challenge for the AAA is to make sure ADR education reflects those changes and stays current.
So it's like making sure the curriculum is up to date.
Yes.
And relevant.
Relevant, exactly.
So new lawyers are equipped to deal with real-world legal situations they'll face.
And that means equipping them with the knowledge and skills they need to succeed in this dynamic environment, which includes understanding how ADR fits into the bigger picture of the legal system.
Then there's that challenge of scaling up these programs.
Right.
They're clearly having success with these initial partnerships. But how do they make it sustainable and expand to more law schools and students across the country?
That's the big question, isn't it? They have these amazing initiatives.
They do.
But how do they replicate that success on a larger scale?
Their goal is widespread change.
Widespread change.
Not just impacting a handful of schools, but actually changing the way we think about resolving disputes as a society.
You're catching on to their long-term vision. Building better dispute resolution for everyone. This isn't just a catchy slogan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's their vision for a future where ADR is widely accepted, accessible, and truly effective.
So paint me a picture. What does that future actually look like?
Okay.
How would ADR be different from the way things are now?
Imagine a world where ADR isn't some niche area of law, but a core part of the justice system.
Okay.
Picture lawyers trained not only to litigate, but to mediate, arbitrate, and facilitate real collaborative solutions.
So we're talking about a shift away from that win-lose mentality.
A shift away.
Of traditional courtroom battles.
Right. It's about recognizing that there are often more effective ways to solve disputes. Ways that are less costly, less time-consuming, and less emotionally draining for everyone involved. This is particularly important when dealing with personal matters like divorce.
Yeah.
Even in low-contest divorces, the traditional court process can be highly stressful.
Oh, absolutely.
And in this future, ADR wouldn't just be for corporations or complex cases. It would be available to everyone, regardless of their income or the type of disagreement.
That's the heart of it. Access to justice means ensuring that everyone has a fair shot at resolving their issues effectively.
Initiatives like the ODR Clinic are so crucial because they leverage technology to make ADR more accessible and user-friendly.
It's like removing those barriers to entry.
Removing the barriers.
People are more likely to consider ADR if they feel empowered to navigate the process on their own terms.
Exactly. And a lot of people avoid ADR because they don't fully understand it. Or think it's only for big, complex cases. It's on the AAA to educate the public about its benefits and demystify the process.
So more outreach and awareness are needed to make ADR a more mainstream option.
Precisely. And technology can be a powerful tool for that. Think about online resources, maybe even interactive tools that help people figure out what type of ADR is right for them.
So the key here is making it clear that ADR isn't just for lawyers and big companies.
It's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
You've got it now to achieve that the AAA has its work cut out for it.
Yeah.
They've laid the groundwork with these partnerships and initiatives.
Right.
But the next steps are crucial.
That's a perfect lead-in. What comes next for the AAA and how do they make this future a reality? So the AAA has laid the groundwork. But what's next on their roadmap to make this vision of widespread ADR a reality?
Well, one crucial aspect they emphasize is nurturing those relationships with law schools. Remember Elizabeth Bain?
Yeah.
She's all about making the AAA a familiar face within the academic community.
It's like they want to weave ADR into the fabric of legal education, not just relegated to an elective. You know?
Exactly. And it goes beyond simply getting ADR into more law schools. It's about the quality of education it needs to be engaging, relevant, and reflect all the latest developments in the field.
So ditch the dusty old textbooks and boring lectures.
Definitely think interactive workshops.
Yeah.
Real-world case studies, simulations, maybe even guest speakers from the ADR field.
Cool.
They need to bring ADR to life for these students and get them excited about its possibilities.
And they need to stay ahead of the curve.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Make sure the curriculum is keeping pace with new laws, emerging technologies, and even societal shifts that are happening.
Absolutely. Harold Coleman, when discussing the mediation training program, he touched on this.
Okay.
He talked about integrating technology using a hybrid format that blends pre-recorded modules with those live simulations.
Yeah, it's more than just teaching the nuts and bolts of mediation.
Right.
It's about equipping students with the skills they'll need to thrive in this rapidly changing legal landscape.
And we can't forget the role technology plays in expanding access to ADR. The ODR Innovation Clinic is a perfect example of how tech can make dispute resolution more user-friendly, more affordable, and ultimately accessible to a much wider range of people.
You're taking the intimidation factor out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
People are more willing to explore ADR if they feel equipped to navigate the process themselves.
That's a key point. A lot of people shy away from ADR because they simply don't understand it, or they assume it's only for complicated cases. It falls on the AAA to do a better job of educating the public about ADR's advantages.
So more outreach. More awareness, more demystifying the whole process.
More outreach.
They need to make ADR a mainstream option, not something shrouded in mystery.
Precisely. And once again, technology can be a huge asset here. Think online resources, explainer videos.
Yeah.
Maybe even interactive tools that help people determine what type of ADR might be best suited to their specific situation.
The message needs to be clear. ADR isn't just for lawyers and big corporations.
It's a valuable tool for everyone.
It's a valuable tool for everyone.
Right. And this all circles back to the AAA's long-term goal of building better dispute resolution for everyone. Achieving this vision demands a multifaceted approach. It requires education, targeted outreach, technological innovation, and a genuine commitment to fostering a culture of collaboration.
It's a tall order, but it's incredibly inspiring if they can actually pull this off. It has the potential to fundamentally change how we approach conflict and even how we define justice.
And who knows, maybe this deep dive has sparked someone's interest in becoming a future architect of dispute resolution.
Wouldn't that be something? From passive listener to championing a better way to resolve conflict.
If you're intrigued, I highly encourage you to explore the AAA's resources and learn more about this fascinating world of ADR.
It's definitely worth checking out. And hey, if there are any law students out there listening, maybe you'll be the ones leading the charge for a more collaborative and just future.
The possibilities are truly endless after all the future of dispute resolution is still being written.
And who knows, maybe you'll be one of the authors. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.